Welcome to Little Wacker Live for September 11, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, getting you ready for your afternoon commute, making fun of all the local news we can muster. And there's always plenty. You know, you just have to dig maybe one, two, like maybe it's the regular stories at the top and you're like, meh. Then you get down to the blogs. You're like, oh, that's a good one. What Karen Yarborough, the clerk's doing, that's good, right? You see that she's asking for political contributions for people that work for her. Okay, good. Someone didn't take the Shackman class, right? Someone didn't take the class, like little things you can and cannot do class that like David Orr teaches at some point. I mean, she's like, I know what's up. I'll just check Facebook. It's all good. All right, you guys ready? Let's get right to the headlines. Because of the anniversary of 9/11, the president took a moratorium on Twitter today to honor the historic and horrific tragedy. Psych! No way! He treated today like his 9/11 ceremonies were a wedding, and Twitter was like the fourth quarter of a playoff game. One sec! I'll be there in a sec! I have to tweet about this lamestream media! Go wait in the car! But yeah, never forget. Right? He did rebound today after the ceremonies to make an announcement that flavoring used in e-cigarettes will be banned by the White House. Why? Because orange, grape, elderberry plumes of smoke make no sense whatsoever. Surprising, though, that the press would do this. What happened to free market? Seems like that's straight up, right up his alley. Six deaths somewhat related to vaping, and boom, it gone. I know I shouldn't, but I can't resist. Simple question. What about guns? Could you do that with guns? Please, simple question. Don't troll me, free speech lovers. Don't load up my Twitter with Hillary Clinton horse face memes. How dare you take away my free speech? Wait, is it free speech or is it free? It's free speech or free guns? Do you free guns for the free speech? There's a meme about it somewhere, I'm sure. John Cass suggested Rahm Emanuel run for president. If history has told us anything, downtown D.C. is just going to be taken care of. It's going to look so good. The rest of the country, not so much. Civic and labor groups are suggesting a way out of the city budget hole, a city income tax. 3.5% if you make over $100,000. Isn't that already a thing? Isn't it called property tax? Wow, it's hard to believe that this would even be on the table. Oh, it's a court's table? Yeah. Well, then I could see why it's on the table. If I were Hinsdale right about now, I'd be like, middle managers, we have McMansions just empty waiting for you. Come back. Come back home. We love you. Forget about this city of Chicago. Can you imagine that 3.5% on anyone who makes $100,000? $100,000 is the equivalent of, I don't know, $20 an hour from 10 years ago. Not to say that it's not a lot of money, but at the same time, there's so much tax and there's so much everything and hard to believe that that's even on the table. Northeastern Illinois University students plan to protest Sean Spicer coming to campus. Why is he dancing? I missed the memo. I'm for hating on Sean Spicer for lying like crazy. But it's a sticky wicket when you protest the university for paying him to come speak. I mean, I'm sure nobody protested when NEIU gave O-Town $50,000 to play Butterfly three times. Well, I'm sure they did that. Colleges give a lot of money to dumb things that usually shouldn't have any business getting paid to perform. Which reminds me, it's the anniversary of the Schadenfreude College Tour. Yeah, it's really nice. We used to go to all these different college tours. Lots of improv workshops. The irony? They were all planned out. I mean, Schadenfreude's getting money from the schools. Why can't Sean Spicer? Right? That's my point. The CTA is getting ready to embark on a $2.1 billion renovation on Northside train stations. All the colors getting a wax job, except yellow. Nobody rides the yellow line. Lots of money going to upgrade stations and create a flyover for trains at the Belmont station. Will this fix that burning smell that once in a while permeates the cars? Nah. Also, can we replace the automated voiceovers? Bring back the inaudible distorted speaker systems? You know, for irony. Just kidding. Palina. Right? This is more joy. If they could be funny on the expressway signs, they could be funny on the L. That's all I'm saying. All right, sports. The big news in baseball. Christian Yelich broke his knee and is out for the year. The MVP was trying to repeat and will the Brewers to a playoff, but he took a foul ball off the kneecap. But the Brewers won last night, which leads us to a pretty dismal performance by the Cubs. Last night in San Diego, they couldn't take advantage. They went down, they came back, they tied the game, and then watched Steve Cishek submarine himself right out of the inning. Padres win. Side note, are there any submarine pitchers in 2019 that are actually good? I mean, I get Quisenberry, maybe a Tecolvi. But after that, are there any other Hall of Famers that were... I mean, it almost feels like, you know, they didn't learn the right way. You know, like sometimes I have messy handwriting. I'm like, that's because I didn't learn the right way. It feels like maybe Steve Cishek didn't learn how to pitch the right way. But I digress. The Cubs loss coupled with the Brewers win means that the Yelich-less Brewers are only one game back in the wild card. How about that? And the Phillies and the Diamondbacks also won last night, and they sit 2 and 2.5 back. So the Cubs hold their own fate, and right now losing to the Padres, not a good look. Jose Quintana only going 3 innings in a pitcher-friendly Petco Park isn't a good look either. Either's rayon. Just stop with the rayon. It's not a good look. Anyway, I digress. Again, that's a lot of digressing today. Insult to injury, the Cardinals lost, but no ground made up. So now what? Still no indication on Baez or Russell or Kimbrel. Hard to be limping at this point in the season. Back at it tonight, Cole Hamels is on the mound. The White Sox got the win against Kansas City, so there you go. The magic number, something like 10, not for winning but for losing. And I'm not sure that's the number. I just kind of made it up. But the Sox will throw Ronaldo Lopez tonight. Dude threw a complete game shutout last time. Or did he give up 8 runs? I can't remember with Ronaldo Lopez. It's like the human seesaw. The Sox are now 64-80. 18 games to play. So they have to go 9-9 to avoid 90 losses. They can do that. You can do that. The USA basketball team today lost to France. See, this didn't even make the semis in the FIBA. Is that what we're calling it? FIBA? Is it FIFA? FIBA? Yeah, I think it's FIBA. In the FIBA tournament. I digress again. I think it's the first time ever, the first time since the last collection of loser NBA players lost to Croatia or whatever. But then again, this isn't the Olympics. It's FIBA, which is, I mean, if they're not bribing these guys to play, what's the point? The Bears are back at practice today. Get ready for the Broncos on Sunday. Trey Burton practiced, but they're going to see how it went before clearing him to play. Rashad Coward practiced as well. And the Bears at least escaped week one with no injuries. Broncos, however, will play without their starting left tackle, who hurt his knee. Sure, he saw that he had to play against Khalil Mack, and he's like, ah, ow, look over here, everybody, ow. Also, Bryce Callahan, remember him? A nickel corner signed with the Broncos in the offseason, but he's hurt and might not play on Sunday. That was quick to be hurt, right? I feel like that was always Bryce Callahan's thing. He's already hurt. So is it all kumbaya facing their old defensive coach? Maybe for the D, but it sounds like the offense didn't really like Vic Fangio. I guess there was some great defensive play in camp last year, and Fangio came on the field and spiked the ball. There's video of it, although Fangio wanted it deleted. Adam's got this whole thing. Allen Robinson told Adam Hoge that he remembers and he hopes to do the same in the end zone a couple times in Denver. That's nice, right? It's always nice to get a little payback. And finally, the Chicago Sky report. Tonight, the Sky start the playoffs with a one-off against the Phoenix Mercury at the Wintrust Arena. The Sky beat up on the Mercury this year, so everyone is picking the Sky for tonight. But for us, we want you to be prepared as you watch this game tonight. We told you about the two stars before, Courtney Vandersloot and Diamond DeShields. But how about Stephanie Dolson? All right, Dolson is the fiery center for the Chicago Sky. She was part of the Unreal Connecticut teams in college. She came in here and has brought some nastiness to guarding the rim. All right, some fun facts about Dolson. First, she's got hella tattoos. I mean, I like them. There are lots of little guys under the arm kind of move, you know, when she's shooting free throws and the pitchers. It's always like a little tattoo on the, like the under the bicep. Always like that look. That's good. Secondly, she was traded to the Sky in that big trade for Elena Deladon a couple years back. She played in China last offseason, but Turkey before that. What's with the Chicago Sky and Turkey? And in 2016, she came out in an ESPN article and on social media. Her handle is Big Mama Steph. That's a good handle. All right, so you're ready for tonight. I give you 3 profiles. Now you can be like, come on, Big Mama Steph, give it to the one with the cool goggles. Give it back to Vandersloot so she can play in Turkey in the offseason. I got you covered. All of it's covered. All right, that's all I got for you today on Lower Wacker Live, Beats by Wes Restless. And we will be back at it tomorrow. Peace.